Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Josh McCarter is here, too. Josh is a new friend, and he's going to help us with our become a little more sophisticated and like it while we're doing it. He's a co-founder of a company called Booker. I'll get him to tell us about that in just a minute. He's been serving as the CEO of that company since it was founded in 2010. He's got a significant history with working with supply chain folks and technology, helping everybody get their act together with regard to being a little more automated. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Josh McCarter, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So one of the things that I've observed, and I my first computer that I worked on was in 1975. So I go back a long way. I owned one of the first Macintoshes. So I've been looking at screens a long time. I've been holding technology a long time, and my business is completely high tech right now, pretty much. But what's been interesting, if somebody said to you, okay, what is the most interesting thing you've seen? I would say the way powerful technologies continue to become micro and granular in price and application for smaller and smaller businesses. That's the most exciting thing for me. What do you think?
I think that that's right on target. Yeah, we've definitely, seen that a lot of the computing horsepower that used to be available only to, the largest of enterprises now, in some cases you can get in an app and, have that type of computing power available to run your small business.
Well, it's literally to the point where, maybe a major corporation invested $50 million 5 years ago for their platform, and they're still using it because they paid for it. And you
right.
and I, you and I can have a free app that's more powerful than their $50 million platform is. I mean, stuff is moving that fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and in a lot of cases, those larger enterprises are also, hosting all of their applications and running their own data centers, and now, all of that computing capability is available through, cloud-based services like
right.
Booker.
Right. Exactly. So talk to us about how things have changed for the service industry. The guy who cuts my hair doesn't have a receptionist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Bluetooth in his ear and an iPad, and yeah. while he cuts my hair, a couple of times while he's cutting my hair, he has to take a call, punch a couple of things on his iPad, and he's in bada bing, bada bam, he's done. And that includes sending me a reminder the day before that he doesn't even touch.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, your stylist is definitely more advanced
he's
than
not
your,
my stylist,
your average.
Josh.
Your barber.
My barber. He styles other people's hair, but he's my barber. All right,
There you go. Well, yeah, it's changed a lot, and even in most service businesses are still largely offline. We see in a given month that 30 to 40% of our sales are people that are coming off of pen and paper. So it's really a lot like the restaurant industry was in the prior to OpenTable in the early 2000s, where everybody was still taking reservations in a big calendar. And, for
right.
the most part, that's the way a lot of the service businesses are, whether you're in automotive or the categories we serve, which are more health and beauty related. And, typically, what you find in your average business is either somebody that's bought that system, like you referenced with the bigger enterprises, they bought a system 10 years ago and spent, $50,000 on it and are spending, $5,000 a year in maintenance fees just to keep it up and running.
Upgrades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times they're still sending those upgrades on disks, if you can believe that.
Right. And a person who just started, they've been in business 50 years, and a person who just opened up a competitive company 2 years ago has already beaten them at some of their games.
For sure, because
they don't
have
any
of the legacy issues.
Yeah.
and the data transfer. So it's really, you know, the landscape has changed. It's either, you know, you've got folks that are on the legacy systems, you have people that are using pen and paper still, or another dynamic that you see are people that, you know, kind of in the early 2000s started adopting what we call point solutions. So you might have a point solution for your point of sale, you might have one for email marketing, you might have another one for payroll, and all of those different things don't talk to each other. And so you really, you know, having a holistic view of your business is really tough when all of your data exists in, you know, five or six different systems.
I have a rule here in my company for my developers and my employees. And that is, and this is something it's one of my laws that's in my new book. Never ask a customer to touch your technology unless there's something in it for them. What do you think?
I like it.
Number one, it's
like
got to be fall off a log easy.
Yeah.
And there's got to be something in it for them. What do you think? How do we do that?
Yeah.
How do we accomplish that?
Well, in the space that we're in, it really starts by, you know, putting all of the technology in the background. So, you know, surprisingly, businesses and service businesses that are run on appointments, you know, are pretty complicated, because what goes into determining availability and if you can actually take that appointment time, you know, a lot of cases is involving, you know, who's working when, what services do they provide, how long do they take? How do you charge for them? What rooms do they need to have available or chairs? So there's a lot of complexity that goes into that, and you're absolutely right. All the customer wants to know is can I get a haircut at 2 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon?
Well, for like OpenTable, works like a charm. I've used it many times. I was afraid of it at first because the first time I tried to use it, I had an important dinner. I didn't want to, with customers, I didn't want to mess it up. I was worried about it, but I did it because that was the only way I could book that restaurant. And they've never let me down. It works like a charm. I love it. So it's got to work, and it can't be clunky.
Absolutely,
it can't be clunky. And what's in it for me? It saves me time.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's really the way a lot of, you know, the service-based businesses that are on Booker, you know, view it is. It is really something. Once you get all of the information and configure it in there, then it can power your consumer-facing
bookings. Now,
Booker,
that's your company. Tell us what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are a business management and marketing solution that is targeted at health and wellness businesses. So we sell to a lot of, you know, barbers and salons and spas, and, you know, a variety of kind of health-related
businesses.
So you
have the kind of system that my barber has? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
He may have your system,
all the things
for all
you outlined.
For all I know, he has your system.
Yeah, it's possible.
Serious. I mean, everything you described, but it's saving him money. And it's making me happy.
Yep, absolutely.
What's wrong with that?
You know,
so I heard today that more and more restaurants, fast food places are going to have kiosks. Thank you, minimum wage advocates.
Right.
Quick break, 20 after, a little politics in there. We're going to be right back with Josh McCarter. He's the CEO of Booker, Booker.com. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.